This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 16 minutes past 5, Em and Warren, for your Wednesday drive home.
Warren, you may have seen our next guest fly during her Eurovision performance, or perhaps you know her for her iconic blend of operatic notes and lyrics to hold on to. Kate Miller-Heidke is set to grace stages all across Australia in her upcoming Child in Reverse tour. Kate, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. And that was a very generous description to say that I was flying, sort of. More like boinging on the top of a bendy pole, but...
That is a very accurate description, but certainly you were in the air.
Yeah, I was in the air. Actually, my favourite description was Graham Norton on the BBC, who, if anyone saw it, so I was in the middle, I had two dancers, one on either side of me, and we sort of moved in sync, you know, we'd sway to the right, to the left. And after my performance, he looked at the camera and he said... If windscreen wipers could sing.
Oh my gosh.
It was a bit like a pendulum, wasn't it, from side to side? And I know you've probably spoken a lot about it, but like, was it scary at first when you hopped on it and clinging onto it?
Oh, yeah, it was terrifying. I mean, I'm not an athletic person. I know that might seem shocking. But the most terrifying bit was climbing up the pole, you know, because they put little sort of steps on it for me to climb up like a terrifying bendy ladder that would sway more and more the closer you got to the top.
Oh, my God. It sounds like circus act.
That's sort of what it was. And then, yeah, when I got to the top, then I had to look down to tie my thigh straps in, and that aspect of it was like, you know, there was no sort of safety wiring or anything.
Wild. Yeah. Who'd have thought, right? Like when you started out in your career and were making music and, you know, doing your do, I imagine you never thought, hey, one day I'm going to be strapping myself to this, you know, apparatus high in the air.
No, well, when the director of SBS Eurovision suggested that, like, Kate, how about you get up on a pole too? I was just like, haha, yeah, right. Like, what a ridiculous suggestion. You know, that's never going to happen. And then, I can't believe it. But in a way, I think how scary that was, the physical aspect of that, was sort of a nice distraction from how scary it was to sing live in front of 300 million people.
Yeah, totally.
Which is scary enough.
I mean, yes, yeah. Terrifying. Let's talk about performing in front of people. You're just about to go on tour all across Australia for the whole month of July. That's exciting. And how are you feeling being able to take this tour to all corners of Australia?
Just so grateful, really. I mean, this tour was originally scheduled to happen in 2020. Whoa. And then it was moved to early 2021, and then moved again and again. And I still don't quite believe it's happening. I don't think I'll truly trust it until I'm actually standing on stage. But it's just been such a long time coming. And I guess I've realized in that time, you know, how much live music and live performance in general means to me, not just as a performer, but as an audience member as well. Like, I've sat in a few audiences recently, and just it feels so healing and so joyful, and just to get to be with other people again, you know, it means a lot. So I think this tour will be a very, very special one.
Kate, the tour and your album is called Child in Reverse. You've shared some very personal stories recently. I'm just wondering where Child in Reverse comes from, because when I read it, I thought, oh, are you looking back into your childhood and healing, or is it a child backing out of their childhood because of trauma?
Look, I think it's all of those things. When I had a kid, I think this is pretty common for people with young children. They kind of, it's a really vivid reminder of your own childhood, and you start to have all these memories come back to you sort of sometimes unbidden. So for me, yeah, Child in Reverse was the word that I would use is unlearning, I think, like trying to kind of get to that point in my life where I can unlearn some of those neural pathways that kind of get so well established and ingrained over time without you even necessarily choosing that. Just something happened to you once, or you formed this habit, and just trying to kind of unthread all of those needles.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
I feel like at the end of that is freedom, isn't it? Because you've then processed everything. And well, you're free.
Theoretically.
In theory.
That's the goal. That'd be nice. I still haven't quite attained that, but yeah.
Next album.
Always trying anyway.
Of course. Human Nature. We're chatting with Kate Miller-Heidke about her upcoming Child in Reverse tour and new deluxe edition album. Deluxe version of Child in Reverse. What did you want to add to this album? These live versions of the song. Why bring out this deluxe edition?
Oh, to be honest, I don't really know. I think it was like a record label thing to do with the tour or whatever. But yeah, look, anything that points people towards the album. I think it's been such a weird time in music, and usually, you know, for me, playing live is very much at the core of what I do. So, you know, I think it's just kind of like trying to encourage people to have a listen to the record, really.
Yeah, it was, you know, a few years of people potentially not being able to find it because it wasn't in their faces as much as it potentially would have been if we were out and about doing things.
Totally, yeah. And, you know, I think with my audience, a lot of them sort of discover my stuff through hearing it live first before mm-hmm. they hear the recording. Mm.
Kate, can we talk about You Can't Hurt Me Anymore? And we're going to play it very, very shortly. So what was it like writing that song? I mean, it must have been such a cathartic experience. What was it like writing it? And do you hope that that song also empowers other people who perhaps have been through something difficult in their life?
Yeah, look, it was a really emotional writing day, actually. That song was written at an APRA Song Hubs, which are these amazing songwriting camps where they throw people together from all over the world. And, you know, you might meet those people on the day and you're tasked to come up with a song by the end of the day. And it's usually a whole week or at least several days. So anyway, that morning I was just having a coffee with Dina Jaguar Jones, and we ended up in this really kind of deep conversation about some awful things that had happened to her during her childhood. She's on the public record about all those things, and I just felt really connected to her in that moment, and it reminded me of things that I'd gone through as a child. Nothing as horrific as what she went through, thankfully, but yeah, that conversation was just really ringing in my ears, and I just came up with this song title, You Can't Hurt Me Anymore, just scribbled it down and then went into the session that day, and it was just one of those kind of, yeah, chemistry, one of those beautiful days when it was just, you know, all the ideas were free-flowing, and yeah, that song came out, and it was really emotional at the end of the day.
And you can see that in the song. It is one of the most powerful songs I think I've ever listened to, and a very emotional song, so we'll play it
thanks.
Very shortly.
I think I hope it also has a sense of joy, you know, and liberation about it too.
We did mention earlier that your lyrics are lyrics that you can hold on to, and that's certainly been apparent from the beginning of your career. This year actually marks 10 years since your album Night Flight was released. How do you feel about that album 10 years on?
I feel actually good about it, possibly better than any other record that I've done, like with the exception of the most recent one. Mm-hmm. If I listen to some of my others, I go, oh, wow, that's surprisingly good, / oh, my God, cringe. Like, I can't believe I said that or I sang like that. But Night Flight, I still stand by it, you know, as a complete work of art.
Amazing. Love that.
Will some of your older songs make it on the tour?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's going to be a total mixed bag. And, you know, yeah, it's called the Child in Reverse Tour, but honestly, like, that record came out 2 years ago now. So we're just going to play a bit of everything, new stuff, old stuff, some requests, bunch of people requesting Kate Bush, so that might have to make a bit of an appearance.
Surely. I mean, this year, you've got it. Now, on the tour, you'll have, you know, old songs, new songs, everything in between, and also you have special guests as well. Emily Waramura will be joining you. How much do you love Emily, and why do you love Emily?
Look, I've been, you know, a fan from the sidelines for several years. I think, yeah, her songwriting is just really exquisite. She's just so genuine and raw, and also such a great person. We've got a lot of mutual friends, and she just seems
that's a
super
good sign.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah,
good sign.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled to be on the road with her. I think audiences are going to love her.
Now, Kate, you're going to be touring for a month, so that, I imagine, would take a lot out of you. Have you got any sort of special things you do to energise yourself, or how do you get through a month of touring?
Look, for me, I've really got to look after my voice, so I'm kind of really focused on the gigs. And it's so boring and un-rock and roll, but, you know, like, I live like a nun, basically, and just try to be healthy. It feels, yeah, so un-rock and roll to say that. But I kind of have to, otherwise I'll just screw myself. So
I think it's important, right?
Yeah.
Do you do like, little to no talking? Is that, do you go that far?
I try to. Like, and I have gone through phases where I've been, you know, like, at the airport and trying to communicate with everyone, like, just by miming words. Yeah, I read once that Björk, like, on tour, she just puts a big bit of black gaffer tape over her mouth so that everyone knows she can't speak.
What a great idea.
I haven't quite gone that far. That sounds painful.
Maybe just some casual masking tape to start.
Yeah, something a little less harsh, like, on the mouth.
Before we let you go, one of my favourite songs is Can't Shake It.
Oh, yeah.
That's from 2008, right? So there's been a few years since that song was released. Can you dance now, or do you just not care as much and do you dance?
Definitely the latter.
Okay.
Like, just embraced how bad it is. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I needed to know that. I had to know that. We are so thrilled to have you in studio, and also we are really thrilled to hear about the tour. So thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making the time to come into Joy as well. We know you've got other pressing engagements, so we always appreciate it when artists come in and give us the time.
Oh, God. So thank you. I'm so glad I got to see this magnificent new building.
Oh, yay. Kate Miller-Hyde, tour Child in Reverse starts in July and runs through the whole month. For more info, you can head to katemillerheidke.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, tunein.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.